Hey, folks, welcome to the Alliance Pro Wrestling Network podcast. I'm your host, Lewis Carlin. We're right here on the Alliance Pro Wrestling Network. Thank you so much for joining me today. MLW does it again. They sign a great young talent. KC Navarro is the latest talent, young talent, great young talent, in my opinion, to be signed by MLW. WrestleZone reporting KC Navarro has been seen in many places this year, including Impact, All Elite Wrestling, but he has now found a home with Major League Wrestling. The 22-year-old Miami native started wrestling. He started his wrestling journey training at Pro Wrestling Syndicate in Rahway, New Jersey at the age of 15. The following is a press release from Major League Wrestling about the signing of KC Navarro. It says, MLW has today announced KC Navarro has signed with the league. The Miami native will make his debut this Saturday at Battle Riot, available on BN Sports and the MLW YouTube channel at 10 p.m. Eastern. And KC Navarro saying, with me signing with MLW at only 22 years old, I plan on making history. I can't wait to see what competition in MLW is next to be blessed, because they just signed a major league blessing. Great freaking signing by MLW and Court Bauer. Court Bauer does it again. Holy smoke. Court Bauer, and I've said this many times, Court Bauer has an amazing eye for undiscovered talent, for bringing them into MLW and making them stars. Just look at the roster. KC Navarro now the newest member of the MLW roster. MLW just gets better and better and better. And Court Bauer, great job signing KC Navarro. Like I said, he's had matches in Impact Wrestling, All Elite Wrestling, and he's looked great in those matches. I'm shocked that Impact Wrestling didn't want to give him an opportunity in Impact Wrestling. Or maybe they did. He just didn't want to sign with them. But nonetheless, I've seen a number of KC Navarro matches, and he is just so freaking talented. And now he is a member, as I said, of the Major League Wrestling roster. Great, great signing there by Court Bauer and Major League Wrestling. I'm looking, there's so many potential great matches now, especially for that middleweight title. Myron Reed against KC Navarro, Myron Reed against Lee Moriarty. Lots of potential. Now we're going to get Jacob Fatu defending against Alexander Hammerstone. You got Richard Holiday, who unfortunately just lost the Caribbean title to Mil Muertes. But he's another great talent there, Richard Holiday. But lots of great potential matchups right now in MLW. And MLW is the promotion to watch. I should say not the, but a promotion to watch right now. Again, KC Navarro, great, great signing. Well done, Court Bauer. Well done. And he's only 22 years old, and he's so, so talented. And he's going to make a huge splash in MLW. Great, great signing there. Kota Ibushi, he's been diagnosed. It's not COVID-19. He's been out for a while. He's been taking off a lot of shows due to an unknown illness or undisclosed illness, but he's been diagnosed with aspiration pneumonia. Wrestling Inc. here reporting says former IWGP World Heavyweight Champion Kota Ibushi has been diagnosed with aspiration pneumonia and will continue to miss upcoming New Japan Pro Wrestling events. The company announced Wednesday he's been out of action in the recent weeks due to the illness. Prior to being pulled from the July 19th Summer Struggle card, Ibushi had missed the previous two events due to the side effects of COVID-19 vaccine. So he had side effects of the COVID-19 vaccine, but now he's been diagnosed with aspiration pneumonia. And not sure if he's going to make it to they pulled him from the July 22nd and July 24th shows. Not sure if he's going to make it to the July 25th show, where he's scheduled to challenge Shingo Takagi for the IWGP Heavyweight Championship. So his health comes first. I wish him a speedy recovery. If he can't make it to the July 25th show, I wouldn't push him. Just relax, rest up, get better, get well, Kota Ibushi. You're one of the best in the world, and you'll be back strong. And if we don't get that match on the 25th, against Shingo Takagi for the IWGP Heavyweight Championship, we will get that match, I'm sure, down the road. But your health comes first, and I hope for a speedy, speedy, speedy recovery for Kota Ibushi. Josh Alexander. This is going to be a short one today, but Josh Alexander, one of the best wrestlers in the world today, the current X Division champion in Impact Wrestling, just won an amazing Ultimate X match at Slammiversary. And they said he's due for a bigger push. Impact Wrestling, it's been rumored he's going to be given a bigger push. How about this? How about this? How about Josh Alexander and option C? What about that? How about Josh Alexander cashes in option C and goes after Kenny Omega for the Impact Wrestling World title? Kenny Omega versus Josh Alexander would be an absolutely sick, sick, crazy match. It would be an absolutely incredible match. It would be, Dave Meltzer would give it like 5 stars. I would give it 5. It would be an incredible match. Omega against Josh Alexander. Imagine them going at it for 30, 35 minutes for the Impact Wrestling World title. And I would put the Impact Wrestling World title on Josh Alexander. I would have him be the one to defeat Kenny Omega. Cash in option C, give him a shot, have him be the one to defeat Kenny Omega, put the Impact Wrestling World title on him. I really feel that the Impact Wrestling World title will eventually be around the waist of Josh Alexander. I know his contract is coming up early 2022. Don't know if he's interested in signing another contract, but that's between Impact Wrestling and Josh Alexander. So I'm not even going to speculate on that. But I say before that contract is up, I really feel that the Impact Wrestling World title will be around the waist of Josh Alexander, because he's definitely one of the best in the world. Impact Wrestling, they know that they have something special there. Everybody that watches Josh Alexander knows that he's the real deal. The TJP 60-minute Iron Man match was just fantastic. The Ultimate X match was just fantastic. Every match he's in is just fantastic. Let him cash in option C. Let him go after Kenny Omega. And I'm telling you, the fans would love it. The fans would be in absolute awe watching Kenny Omega defending the Impact Wrestling World title against Josh Alexander. It would just be spectacular. But it seems right now Jay White is now in Impact Wrestling for a bit. You kind of think that maybe he's going to make a run for the Impact Wrestling World title. Maybe he's going to challenge for it. But that's fine. But at some point down the road, before Josh Alexander's contract expires, or if he signs an extension, who knows? If he signs the extension, great. But let him cash in option C. I want to see Kenny Omega defend against Josh Alexander. I think I would say let it happen at Bound for Glory. I would say let it happen at Bound for Glory. It would be just, like I said, words can't describe how incredible that match would be. Kenny Omega defending the Impact Wrestling World title against X Division champion Josh Alexander, who's cashing in option C. Well, he wouldn't be the X Division champion anymore because he's cashing in option C. So I believe he'd have to relinquish the title. But anyway, regardless, that's the match I want to see. I think that's the match a lot of Impact Wrestling fans want to see. And I think a lot of fans that aren't Impact Wrestling fans will watch that match and say, whoa, wait a minute. Impact Wrestling is a major player. This is an amazing match. So I'd love to see it happen. I'd love to see Josh Alexander cash in option C and go after that Impact Wrestling World title and take it from Kenny Omega. All right, on that note, I'm going to say thank you very much for listening to me today. I'm Lewis Carlin. This is the Alliance Pro Wrestling Network podcast. And until next time, thank you very much. Take care. Bye-bye. Stay safe, everyone. So long. Bye-bye.